We're going hopping, hop, we're going hopping today. When things are popping, pop, a Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it, drop, on all the music they play on the bandstand.
Recognize that? Dick Clark hosted the TV show American Bandstand for 3 decades. Once called America's oldest teenager, Clark is now 77, and he recently suffered a stroke. His immense collection of rock and roll memorabilia is up for auction today and tomorrow in New York City. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
From Buddy Holly to the Supremes, from Michael Jackson to Madonna, many artists made their network debut on American Bandstand.
Welcome aboard a Saturday afternoon American Bandstand with a very special salute today.
Before the auction, Arlen Ettinger, president of Guernsey's Auction House, sat in his office surrounded by Bob Dylan's harmonica, Elton John's shoes, Paul McCartney's guitar, and a white tasseled poncho that looked very familiar.
Legendary Janis Joplin. Doesn't get too much better than that.
I pause in front of a handmade guitar in a worn travel case.
Duct tape on it to hold it together.
That's Bo Diddley's?
That is indeed Bo Diddley, and you can see a picture right there of Bo Diddley handing this very guitar to Dick Clark.
There are autographed shoes of Fred Astaire, hair clippings from Elvis, even Dick Clark's famous slim white microphone. Over the weekend, many of the items were on display at the Time Warner building in Manhattan. Those who came to look were filled with nostalgia. Marge Cotton Mayan is from Nashville and said all this music was part of her life.
Fats Domino and Chubby Checker and the Beatles and Elvis, and we love them all. We all had that big hairdo, you know, with all that sprayness. And we danced, and rock and roll was fun.
I watched Dick Clark since I was a little kid. I was 5 years old when it started.
Milt Taylor from Philadelphia said he was amazed at how much Beatles material was in the collection. The auction of Dick Clark's rock and roll memorabilia, almost 1,000 lots, runs through tomorrow. There are no minimum bids, and some of the proceeds will go to a foundation that raises money for research on cancer and AIDS. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.